Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Rose Girls by Victoria Connolly, performed by Fiona Hardingham. Some people are always grumbling because roses have thorns. I am thankful that thorns have roses. Alphonse Carr. Chapter 1. Some people mark the beginning of summer by the call of the first cuckoo or the arrival of the first swallow, but for Celeste Hamilton, summer began with the opening of the first rose. It wasn't surprising, really, because she had grown up in a family of rosarians and had been growing roses all her life. Her first word had been rose, and the family joke was that they all had roses in the blood. But when Celeste had left home and married Liam O'Grady, she'd swapped roses for a reclamation yard and had thrown herself into her husband's business with the joy of somebody who had been given a reprieve. Roses were her past, she'd thought. Only the past had a funny way of catching up with you, didn't it? And now I'm coming home, she thought to herself, as the old Morris Minor van wended its way through the overgrown lanes of the Stour Valley. She wouldn't have ever believed she'd return home, but with the death of her mother and the small matter of her marriage being over, Celeste really had no choice. She sighed as she thought of the weeks that lay ahead of her, and only hoped that she could sort everything out before those weeks turned into months, because she certainly wasn't going to stay any longer. That wasn't part of her plan at all. In and out, she told herself as she thought about her childhood home, her mind crowded with memories she'd sooner forget. In and out. There was no need to get emotional about things. This was business, pure and simple. She wound her window down, and the rich notes of a blackbird filled the car. The hedgerows were full of white campion and stripy-petaled mallow, and she spied a forest of foxgloves in the shade of a wood. Entering the village of Ely Tye, she saw the familiar cottage gardens stuffed with sweet peas, honeysuckle, and lupins. But despite the scent and the show they put on, Celeste knew that these flowers were only an overture to the brilliant symphony of summer, and she soon saw what she was looking for. Slowing the car at a corner, Celeste smiled as Mrs. Keating's garden came into view, and she spied the brilliant yellow of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?